Good morning, New Covenant. I am going to lead us in a prayer this morning. If you hear background noise, I apologize. I had a choice between being in my car in the driveway or being in the house with two grandkids, and I think this was the quieter of the two options. But in any case, I want to talk about this theme of, am I my brother's keeper? I find it interesting that when Cain said these words, it wasn't that God didn't know already what happened to Abel, but he was going to call out Cain for the injustice that Cain made against Abel. And I think about that in terms of our current context, where I believe that a lot of people believe that the injustice can still be hidden, and therefore we can operate as if things are normal, like Cain was, without the confrontation of facing what was been done to one another. And I think about if this society, if our country could ever figure out and our world could ever figure out that at the end of the day, that we're better off by taking care of each other than when we just take care of ourselves, everything would be better for everyone. I'm going to pray in that context, and also think about reparations in the same vein. That reparations, I say all the time, is not just for African-Americans, but it's for all of us, Black, white, Asian, Latinx. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, when you are building each other up, you're building everybody up. And so with that in mind, I'd like to say a prayer. Father, we come to you with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving that despite being this topsy-turvy, crazy world we're in right now, that at the end of the day, we know you have complete victory. Father, we pray to you that we will collectively learn how to love each other, be there for each other, strengthen each other, hold each other up, and realize that when we do that, we're better off as a whole than if we were to try to do it alone. Father, we in our society have had a number of Cains and Abels in various ways. And Father, we just ask, Lord, that we be able to honor the legacy of the Abels and be able to face the injustice of the Cains. And Father, we ask this in many different contexts, and particularly in reparations, where many injustices have been done to African Americans in the United States and even before it was the United States. And we pray, Lord, that you will see justice in all of this, that you will let us see justice in all of this. And Father, we ask, Lord, that you show us what our role is and what way we ought to participate and to see injustice for those who have been the Abels in terms of African-Americans in this country over the years. And Lord, we also just acknowledge that your Son, Jesus Christ, will ultimately bring the ultimate justice to this world. And we look forward to that day. In the meantime, we pray, Lord, that we'll have the courage and the boldness and everything else we need to move your kingdom along. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.